a just energy transition in Uganda. From over 1,400 cities and 140 countries, we bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse on everything business in Africa. I am Ruth Adong. For more, follow us on Twitter at the K Financial News, and you can find me at Ruth Adong. Today's top story is sponsored by BK Capital, a leading investment bank and fund manager in Rwanda. Our experienced advisors specialize in bonds and shares and can help you to unlock the untapped potential of your franc investments. To learn more about the world of investment possibilities, visit the website at www.bkcapital.rw for an in-depth exploration. Uganda's journey to fast oil is taking shape. Climate change considerations and a just transition were top on the agenda as players in the sector gathered for the Oil and Gas Convention. Ernest Rubondo, CEO of the Petroleum Authority of Uganda, shares his views on a just energy transition.
Increase in investment in oil and gas activities, especially to address the challenge of energy security, especially following the COVID-19 and the Russia-Ukraine war. So therefore, the ladies and gentlemen who have been saying Uganda should stop are doing this in the backdrop of other countries who are actually increasing investment in the oil and gas sector. The International Energy Agency reports that upstream oil and gas investment, and for those of you who are not technical, upstream means looking for oil and producing oil, increased by 11% during last year to US$525 billion. Last year, the world spent $528 billion in looking for and preparing for the production of oil. And against that background, somebody comes to Uganda and says Uganda should halt its investment in oil. Equinor, which is a Norwegian state oil company, which used to be called Statoil, is also investing $6 billion annually in oil and gas exploration and development activities inside Norway. And the objective of these is to maintain steady levels of production until 2035. There are other examples that show how the rest of the world is continuing. Therefore, the exploration, development, and production of Uganda's oil and gas resources is not an isolated case in the world, as some activists have tried to portray. But more importantly, this activity is being aligned to the requirements of a just energy transition. As I've indicated, the minister did launch an energy transition plan. So these activities are being taken in consideration of the importance of implementing that plan. The revenues from the oil and gas resources will then be used to foster a just energy transition. Uganda therefore needs to make every effort to progress the development of its resources with a view to achieve first oil in 2025 as earlier planned. The Petroleum Authority of Uganda is committed to regulating and monitoring Uganda's oil and gas sector and working with all stakeholders in the sustainable development of the country's oil and gas resources and in achieving a just energy transition.
And a quick look at the markets. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. Cocoa futures climbed further towards 11,800 per ton, a fresh record peak amid signs of resilient demand, even in the face of a global supply crunch and record prices. Latest data showed so-called grinds, where cocoa is turned into butter and powder used in confectionery, fell only about 2% in Europe and edged down by 0.1% in Asia during the first quarter from a year earlier. Processing in North America ticked up by nearly 4%. Dealers had expected declines of 3-6% for Europe and 8% for both Asia and North America. Since the beginning of the year, cocoa prices have surged more than 150%, driven by the worst shortage of cocoa beans in decades amid poor harvests in key West African producing countries, Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire, Nigeria, and Cameroon, which together produce over 75% of the world's cocoa, have witnessed severely reduced crop yields due to factors such as erratic weather, tree disease, and a lack of investment. And a quick trip around Africa, the UN Trade and Development has warned of a possible further growth deceleration in 2024, citing falling investments and subdued global trade dynamics. It comes amid debt accumulation and repayment pressures, which pushed countries such as Kenya and Ivory Coast into the Eurobond market to evade defaulting. Since early 2024, sovereign bond sales for some developing countries have resumed, buoyed by a thaw in financial markets and on the expectation of interest rate cuts in major developed economies. In aggregate, bond issuance by developing countries in the first quarter of 2024 soared to $45.5 billion, a record high for this period of the year. Among these, five countries rated investment grade issued for $28.5 billion. Issuances by eight non-investment grade countries amounted to $17 billion. Notably, this latter group included three sub-Saharan countries, including Benin, Cote d'Ivoire, and Kenya, a region that had been shut out from bond markets for most of 2022 and 2023. The International Monetary Fund forecast predicts that Nigeria, once dubbed Africa's largest economy, is set to relinquish its crown and slide to fourth place this year. Egypt, which held the top position in 2023, is expected to drop to second place behind South Africa, primarily due to a series of currency devaluations. Nigeria and Egypt have seen a downturn in their economic fortunes due to high inflation and a sharp devaluation of their currencies. According to IMF World Economic Outlook, Nigeria's gross domestic product is estimated at $253 billion based on current prices this year, trailing Algeria at $267 billion, Egypt's $348 billion, and South Africa at $373 billion. Africa's most industrialized country is projected to retain its position as the continent's largest economy until Egypt takes over the top spot again in 2027, according to Bloomberg. Nigeria, on the other hand, is expected to remain in fourth place for the foreseeable future. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of the K Financial. If you have suggestions or you just want to check out more stories, visit the website, that's thekfinancial.com. And don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms of the K Financial. And you can find me at With A Dome.